Ever stare at your manuscript and wonder why it feels lifeless despite your best efforts? You're not alone. James Scott Bell spent a decade believing the big lie that writing can't be taught, that you either have the magic or you don't. As a lawyer turned novelist, he wasted years waiting for inspiration to strike before discovering a truth that changed everything. Plot isn't mystical. It's a craft with learnable principles, and mastering it transforms mediocre stories into page-turners that readers can't put down. Think of plot as your story's power grid. Without it, even brilliant characters and beautiful prose sit in darkness. With it, everything illuminates. Bell's approach offers something rare, a framework that enhances rather than constrains creativity. This isn't about formulas that make every story feel the same. It's about understanding the architecture beneath stories that work, the kind that keep readers up past midnight, the kind that make people miss their subway stops. Every plot needs four essential components: lead, objective, confrontation, and knockout, the lock system. Miss one, and your story collapses. Your lead must be compelling, not necessarily likable. Consider Clyde Griffiths in An American Tragedy. He makes terrible choices and destroys lives, yet we can't look away because he's fully human. Readers need to be unable to stop watching them. The objective gives your lead something to desperately want or escape. The crucial part: failure must devastate their life. In The Odd Couple, Oscar's objective, maintaining his slobbish lifestyle, represents his entire sense of self. Confrontation is where stories truly live. Without obstacles, you rob readers of what they crave: worry. Never let your character off easy. The moment you ease up, readers disengage. The knockout ending delivers emotional impact that justifies the reader's investment. A weak ending ruins excellent books, while a powerful ending redeems mediocre ones. Structure reflects existence. We're born, we live, we die. Act 1 introduces your lead and their world. Act 2 develops the problem through escalating confrontation. Act 3 resolves it. This pattern feels natural because it is. Rather than confusing terms like inciting incident, focus on what actually happens at crucial moments. Early in Act 1, something disturbs your lead's ordinary life. Not yet the main conflict, just a disruption hinting at trouble ahead. Then come two doorways of no return that transition between acts. The first doorway thrusts your lead into inescapable confrontation. In Die Hard, McClane pulls the fire alarm, revealing his presence. No walking away now. The second doorway propels you from middle to end through a major revelation or crisis. In The Godfather, the Don's death forces Michael to unleash the violence he'd been avoiding. The middle section consists of confrontation scenes that stretch tension and raise stakes. Here, subplots blossom, plot strands weave together, and readers stay engaged through worry about what your lead stands to lose. This is where most novels succeed or fail, where the Act 2 problem defeats writers who don't maintain momentum. Compelling fiction has death hovering over the lead throughout, physical, psychological, or professional. Make opposition strong, someone with compelling reasons to stop your protagonist. The crucial concept of adhesive keeps protagonist and antagonist locked in conflict. Life and death situations, professional duty, moral obligation, or obsession. Without it, readers wonder why the lead doesn't simply walk away. Develop a personality filter, your unique lens for discovering original stories. Write who you are, not just what you know. What terrifies you? What childhood events shaped you? If an idea doesn't resonate deeply, why spend years writing it? Generate hundreds of ideas through regular brainstorming. Try the what-if game while consuming news or entertainment. Capture these questions on a master list, then develop the most promising ones. Ray Bradbury created titles first, then wrote books to match them. He listed nouns from his subconscious, mental pictures from his past. Develop favorites using the hook, line, and sinker approach. The hook makes people say, wow. The line is grabber copy in one or two sentences. The Sinker identifies weaknesses. Do similar stories exist? What unique elements can you add? Your opening must hook readers, bond them with your lead, establish tone, and introduce opposition. Agents and editors judge manuscripts by opening pages. Dean Kuntz excels. Catherine Sellers was sure that, at any moment, the car would begin to slide along the smooth, icy pavement and she would lose control of it. Effective techniques include action openings, like Kane's, "The postman always rings twice." "They threw me off the hay truck about noon." Powerful emotion creates immediate bonds. The look-back hook hints at significant story ahead, like Kane's, "IT." "The terror, which would not end for another 28 years, began with a boat made from a sheet of newspaper." Readers connect with your lead through identification, sympathy, likability, and inner conflict. Identification happens when characters feel real and flawed. Sympathy deepens through jeopardy or vulnerability. Likable characters help others, display wit, and act with quiet generosity. Characters wrestling with internal doubts captivate more than those acting with certainty. Inner conflict, reason versus passion, or competing desires, makes characters authentic and sustains engagement during quieter moments. ARM, action, reaction, more action, drives momentum. Characters face obstacles, react emotionally, then choose new action. Scenes work best when protagonists fail or face worsening situations, keeping readers worried. To solve the Act 2 problem, stretch tension and raise stakes. Stretching tension means slowing crucial moments and alternating action, thoughts, dialogue, and description. Visualize physical peril beat by beat. Explore fears for emotional depth. Raising stakes increases what characters risk losing. High external threats in commercial fiction, inner struggles in literary works. Social troubles amplify personal problems powerfully, as war transforms Scarlett O'Hara's romantic schemes into survival battles. When your middle drags, strengthen what's at risk, deepen character bonds, add complications, or weave organic subplots enriching the main story. Endings make or break novels. A weak ending ruins an excellent book. A strong ending redeems a mediocre one. The best endings feel perfect yet surprising, like a boxing match where the seemingly defeated fighter summons inner strength for a knockout blow. Maintain tension until the final moment before the protagonist triumphs. After resolving the main conflict, the aha provides a final scene addressing the protagonist's personal life. In Dean Kuntz's Midnight, Sam Booker defeats the villain, but the book ends with him reconciling with his rebellious son, the perfect last note. Alternatively, an uh-oh ending leaves readers with foreboding. Three basic endings exist: positive, ambiguous, and negative. These become complex when characters gain their desire at terrible cost or lose their desire but gain something better. Sacrifice makes endings like Casablanca powerful through final choice, moral courage to surrender one's goal, or final battle, physical courage to risk safety. For twist endings, write toward your planned conclusion, but near completion, brainstorm 10 alternatives in 30 minutes. Narrow to 4, choose the best, then plant subtle clues throughout. Due to the recency effect, readers judge your book by their final impression, so create memorable last pages that resonate like a symphony's final note. Writing isn't mystical, it's learnable. Plot has principles, structure has logic, and craft has techniques that transform struggling writers into compelling storytellers. You don't need to choose between plotting or pantsing. Most successful authors blend both approaches, using freeform exploration while maintaining enough structure to avoid aimless wandering. The tools are here: the lock system for foundations, three-act structure for pacing, doorways of no return for momentum, arm rhythm for scene flow, tension and stakes for engaging middles, character arcs for emotional resonance. Use them, experiment, make them yours. Your story awaits, not in mystical inspiration, but in deliberate craft application. Stop waiting for magic. Start building plots that work.